Kenzie is so mean. She said she wouldn't ever go to church. I don't know if she'll ever get to know Jesus.
She might be nasty on the outside, but a little prayer could help a lot. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Maybe you know someone so mean and so against God, you think they could never learn about Jesus. Well, what do you know about the Apostle Paul? Before he became a Christian, he arrested and even hunted down Christians, but God changed his heart with a miracle. Mark 5:44 reminds us. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Our story today is called One Tough Cookie. Abby slid her lunch tray next to her best friend, Everly. "Can you believe these cookies?" she complained, tapping a hard chocolate chip cookie against her front tooth. "A squirrel couldn't eat these." Everly shrugged. "They're not so bad if you soak them first." She dunked her cookie in a glass of milk and took a bite. "See?" "Oh, yeah," said Abby. "You're always full of good ideas." "I wish," Everly's expression soured. "Maybe then I'd know how to get Kenzie to quit pestering me. She's such a bully." Abby glanced across the cafeteria to where Kenzie sat alone. She'd started teasing Abby and her friends after learning they all went to the same church camp each summer. She called them dumb and stuck up and claimed she'd never be caught dead in church, much less a summer camp for babies. "Maybe we should invite her to eat with us," Abby suggested with a nervous nibble of her cookie. She knew it was the right thing to do, even though she didn't like Kenzie very much, and the idea of eating lunch with her tied her stomach in knots. "Maybe then she'd get to know us better and we could tell her more about what we believe." "Yeah, I guess," Everly said. "She's asked me questions about my faith before, but I got the feeling she was just trying to pick a fight with me." As Abby thought it over, she had an idea. "Hey, what if Kenzie is like this cookie?" Everly wrinkled her nose. "You want to dunk her in milk? I could go along with that." Abby laughed. "No, I mean, what if Kenzie needs some softening too? Remember how I talked bad about God and the Bible before I knew Jesus loved me?" Everly tightened her lips, recalling some of the things Abby had said. "God had to change my heart," Abby continued. "Let's pray and ask God to soften Kenzie's heart and help us be kind to her." Everly considered her friend. "Okay, let's pray and then go ask Kenzie if she wants to join us for lunch." She dunked her cookie in her milk. "And can we pray for better cookies too?" Abby laughed and nodded. Softer cookies and softer hearts. Well, how about you? Have you met anyone whose heart seemed hardened toward God? It's easy to forget that we all had hard hearts before we experienced Jesus' love and he changed us. God can soften any heart, and he can help you love those who tease you or are mean to you because of your faith. Pray for those who don't know Jesus and trust him to help you show them his love. Our key verse for today is Matthew 5:44.
"But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
And our key thought for today, God softens hearts.
Hey, Zach, who created sin? How did sin enter the world?
Hey, Ben. Well, technically, no one created sin. Sin is one of the negative byproducts of free will. And even though God created free will, he didn't create sin. Let's say your mom makes you a cake and she tells you that it's for a special occasion and you're not allowed to have any until later. If you choose to disobey her, well, then it's your fault, not hers, even though she was the one who made the cake. You see? God created you and allows you to choose to follow him or to turn away from him in sin. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.